You might expect that because the Parthenon is called a temple, it would have been a place of prayer and sacrifice. In fact, it became a treasury, a war chest to finance the defence of Greece against the Persians. In time, though, this fighting fund became protection money, demanded by Athens from the other Greek cities when Athens placed itself at the head of them. It forced them into becoming satellites of its growing maritime empire. And a great chunk of that money was then siphoned off by the Athenians to fund the Acropolis building program. Mary Beard again, on the non-Athenian view of the Parthenon.
I think the Parthenon must have been the kind of building that you spat at and kicked if you could. You knew, if you were one of Athens' subjects, that this was a statement of your own subordination. There was a clear and vociferous faction in Athens when the Parthenon was built, which said the money shouldn't be spent that way. That this was, in the words of one, dressing Athens up like a harlot. Now, that's very odd, I think, for us to empathise with now, because the Parthenon sculptures seem so austerely beautiful, I think. It's hard to think of them in terms of prostitution. It's very discomforting, I think, to think of our touchstone of good classical taste as having appeared vulgar, but it clearly did, to some.
One of the many extraordinary things about the Parthenon is that it's meant so many different things to different people at different times.